Blog Talk Radio.
She said your party's jumping and everybody's having a good time, and you know what's going through my mind. Do you mind if I get comfortable and kick off these shoes while you fixing me a drink?
Shalom, shalom, everybody. If you can hear me, somebody press 1, please. Please, please, let me know you can hear me. This is Jaina. Shalom. How is everybody doing? Thank you so much, 717. I appreciate that. Thanks, 678. I'm glad you guys can hear me. All is well. First day of the week. Here we go again. These days are flying by. Jesus, suddenly we can't go so fast. It's like this was just Friday night. It's over. Man. So I think it's a beautiful day. I don't want to talk about the same things we always talk about, but anybody have anything in particular they would like to discuss about anything? How the classes is going, how you think we can improve, you know, some of the things that you would suggest. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We're restructuring and putting some things together. Things are going very, very well. I am very pleased with everybody and the participation that we're getting. But I'm telling y'all something. We're going to start getting some tests. I've been teaching too long. And you know how I know we need tests? Is because every time I ask a question, it is radio dead silent. Nobody answers. Few people might speak up. So I know I've been doing this for some years. And we ought to have some scholars on this line about now. We really should. I know everybody laughing like, you're right. I'm going to get you. I am definitely going to get you. We're going to see. I mean, because I want, you know what I want? I want this experience to be so pleasant. I want us to enjoy each other's company. I want us to enjoy being Israelites. Because when you focus on you and you don't focus on other people, then it begins to grow. And I think that we have a great bunch of people coming together with this thing here. People who are mature enough to be able to be in each other's presence without the isms and the schisms. And I think it's great. I really do. I just want to commend you all. I think you guys are a great bunch of people. And you know, when and let me tell you this. I want to say this, too. There's a reason why I don't collect money. Because I have a degree in finance and business, so I know a little bit about the IRS. As long as we don't collect money, we don't have to pay no taxes. I mean, I'm just going to be honest with you. And the way that I do that is to avoid that is whenever we need something, I ask everybody to chip in. That way you can gift us something because we can't take donations. We're not a 501c3. We do not accept donations because we're not a church. We are a nation. And right now we're building a culture because we're in exile. And we have to be obedient to the host nation where the Most High has placed us, and we're going to do that. We don't want to do anything that's going to cause any sort of negative or derogatory offenses against anyone. So that's why I don't collect money and hold money and we should have a pot and we should have a kitty. No. I want everybody to keep their money. When we need something, because we don't collect money, I would appreciate if you can help us. And you have been doing that. I think you have been, everybody has done a wonderful job. And I just wanted to say thank you because we've come a long way. You know, we have a long way to go, but I see so much potential, you know, and so much growth in us as a people. You know, so I just want to take the time to say that because I never get a chance to say that. I don't say it enough. You know, and some people send anyway every month, and I appreciate that. Don't get me wrong, I do. It helps with some of the expenses that we have. And don't stop if that's what you want to do. But a lot of people have asked me about, like, having a kitty, and I don't know. No. That way we stay safe. We don't have to worry about anything. So I just wanted to explain that to you and let you guys know, you know. So, like I said, when we ask, whenever we ask, we need it. So I just wanted to say that and make sure that we have that out there in the open. So we have a lot of nice things coming up. We're going to be in Pittsburgh next year, 2020. We should be ready by the end of November to start advertising that, the hotel costs and all that. And for everybody who couldn't afford to come to Washington, please try to make it. I mean, because you do need that getaway time. You need to build yourself up around Hebrew Israelite family. It makes all the difference in the world when we can come together and just love on each other. I mean, that's what it was. It was a love fest. Everybody got a chance to see everybody. I know your voices now. You know, I have a very strange ability. If you come into my presence, I don't care how many years pass, I can always remember your face. I may not remember your name, but I'll always remember your face. And, you know, and that is, and I remember voices. You know, now when you all talk, I know who I'm talking to. And, you know, because you see the videos that we put out there, you don't know who those people are, but if you didn't come, but I know the voices. And it's a blessing. It's a beautiful thing. It really is, you know. And Malcolm used to always say, I don't have no friends. I was like, I got a whole lot of friends now. You know, we always joke about that. But it is a blessing to be a part of the Hebrew Israelite community. It's a blessing to be a Hebrew Israelite and not be ashamed of it. And it's just something new and it's something different that we bring to the table. You know, and I just want to say thank you. And, you know, I enjoy this. But I would like at some point to be able to turn some of the teaching over to some of you all, because you got to learn how to teach and to put topics together. So we're going to start doing that through the School of Knowledge. We're going to start training everyone on how to teach, especially those people who are a part of our group, you know, continue to be able to give us a topic and give everybody an opportunity and have everybody get a chance to teach. Because that gives me a break. It gives you an opportunity to be on the call and be on the internet teaching, and it's not just me. Not that I don't mind it, but, you know, I'm not, I have to, we all have to grow, you know, to the point where we begin to teach. And it's just gorgeous, you know, to be able to have men and women together doing this. So I just wanted to tell you that. Hold on a minute. Area code 678, did you have something you want to say, or did you just push one because of me asking? Six, seven, eight. Maybe she didn't want nothing. Okay.
You asked.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, okay.
I didn't
thank
have
you so much.
Okay.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Let me get you back on there. Okay,
oh,
what
I
you said now?
I didn't have anything to say.
Oh. Okay. All righty there, Mom.
Shalom. I do enjoy the lessons. I'll say that much.
What?
I do enjoy the lessons. They're
you
teaching me a lot.
Over the top, huh?
They're teaching me a lot. I'm really growing. So,
wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. All right. Some people think we're a little weird. Some people think that we're a little over the top. You know, that we talk, but we just touch on topics. I've always been in love with the kingdom. I've always wanted to imagine what it was like in the kingdom, you know. And even as a small child, I've always wondered what it was like to be in the kingdom, where it was and, you know, how it exists. And, you know, and the older that I got, the more I learned, the more I realized, you know, he has an army at his disposal. They have vehicles, you know. When I was younger, I learned about the nine classes of angels and the different categories of the angels and how some look like snakes and then some have four faces and some look like humans and some are just burning lights. I mean, it's just so many different things, you know, and it just fascinated me. As a kid, it used to just fascinate me. And, you know, it was the best book in the world to read back then, you know, because you could kind of put yourself there. And it just was amazing, you know, and I never could really understand the Godhead until now, you know, the throne and, you know, understanding what the color of blue represents and, you know, it's amazing. And, you know, the more we get in this word and the more we open up this word is rich. I mean, wow. I'm going to start. Eric Cole 405, your mic is open. You're on there.
Yeah, I just like to say shalom. I've learned so much since I've been with you all. And it's such a welcoming group that I have connected since I've connected. Is that on my end?
No, I think that's on me. Go ahead. I couldn't hear you. Say that again now.
Oh, I was just saying that I have learned so much since I've been with you all, and since you've been teaching, I've learned a lot.
Wonderful.
And I give all honor and praise to the Most High Yah for allowing me or blessing me to be a part of the group, And, you know, although, you know, like on the Sabbath, I have another group here, the Shabbat. I learned from them too, but not as much as I do with Yehuda, you know, Project. Mm-hmm. I learn a lot more in that, and to me, it's so, you know, it to the point where the discussion, when I get off discussion, I have someone else, you know, my a family member and me, we get off the line, we discuss what we have learned, and mm-hmm. it's so enlightening. Just, you know, I just thank the Most High Yah. I thank Him so much for you all. I really do. And thank you for allowing me.
Well, you know what? I mean, do you think it's supernaturalness of it all that is the drawing of the people? Because, you know, in Christianity, we just learned the basics. So He was about love, and it was about salvation, and we waited on Him to come and get us, and we're going to fly away. And all you got to do is pay your tithes, and you'll get the wealth and the cars and the money. But do you think that it's because of the supernaturalness of the class that is it has opened up your understanding as to who He is?
I think so. And I think so too, that the connection, you know, the people that are in it, it's just like we were bound, you know, to be together. You know what I'm saying? It was the Most High that brought, and that it is a supernatural thing. I honestly believe that. Yeah. Yeah.
Mhm. I just wondered, you know, I want to ask that question because a lot of people say that. They say, you know, we are on a different level than everybody else is on, you know, and I sometimes wonder why people, because there's a lot of Hebrew Israelite academies popping up, you know, where they're structuring it like college and stuff and syllabus and people have to pay for the classes and stuff. And, you know, I just always felt like the word is free. You know, it's been free. It's out there. You know, and the wisdom and the knowledge and all of the discernment and everything that He opens up to us, He freely gives it to us. You know, and I just hate to see people get caught up in paying for some information that you don't know whether it's true or not. You know, because people come out saying, you know, I got this from the Most High, told me this. And, you know, and it just, I just noticed that with Israel, there's a lot of filling in of the blanks. And I try not to do that because, I mean, I don't know. I mean, some things it's just, you just don't know.
And, you know, I believe, too, Sister Yaini, that a lot of it is done on the carnal side.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can teach a lot of people and they can know all the ins and outs and all the laws and what to say, you know, but do you live it? Is it in your spirit?
That's true. That's
no,
true.
And I can tell people, though, you're Israelite, and they say, oh, yeah, I know it, but you are not in spiritual, because, see, we have to worship Him in spirit.
And in truth. That's right.
That. And all they're doing is they're doing it on the carnal side. You know, it's what their eyes can see and what they practice. I'm doing that. I'm wearing the fringes and I'm doing this and I'm honoring all the feasts and and I know how to speak. You know, some parts of, you know, like a mishpat and all the other stuff. You know, yeah, that's good. Know that. Mm-hmm. It's good to know shalom and shalom and knowing all that and who my Ak is, my Aki, and yeah, that's how to sing a song in Hebrew, and but are you really spiritually connected to Him?
Right.
And I believe that with your class and what I do, you have introduced us to how to spiritually connect with the Most High.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And that's how we got off track. You know, we've always known the laws, but were we spiritually connected to Him? In other words, spiritual means I'm concerned, like David, you know, like, you know, he was spiritually connected to the Most High. Now, Paul wasn't. All he knew was the Benjaminite, and he was the king. And so he operated that, but not in a spiritual way. And,
that's why
we need to spiritually connect with him. Spiritually, you know, and that's when we get results. That's when and that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to be spiritual. That way, whatever we say and we speak out, we speak out as kings and princes. We have that spiritual knowing that who we are, and we have that spiritual connection that make him connect with us.
That's true. But do you think that it is because, and when you say spiritual connected, we're spiritually connected to him, do you think it is because from a spiritual standpoint, you get to understand his character and understand his ways and know him from a different perspective than maybe you're being taught from a, like you said, some people teach the letter of the law. But there has to be a point where you know the Elohim that you worship. And when you know his character, when you know he cries, when you know he gets angry, when you know he rewards, when you know he changes his mind, when you know that there are things that he expects of us, it builds a relationship?
I believe so. It's a relationship. Because a lot of people don't have that relationship. All they do, like you said, the letter of the law. I mean, that's what Paul was operating on. And he did it sincerely. Sometimes people are really sincere about it, you know. But he was never introduced to the Messiah. He was never introduced to him. So, therefore, he didn't know him like the other disciples did. And it took them a while, although they walked with him. But yet and still, they didn't know him until afterwards, until they received the Ruach. And when they seen that enlightened, they knew that, oh, we worship him in spirit and in truth. And you
in truth,
you do that because you know he's watching. It's just like a child. A child don't act out as long as his mom is around, Tony. I mean, so when he goes out and something comes up and then he acts out, oh, mom can't see me. But if you have that spiritual connection, you're not going to act out whether he's around or not. You're going to do, oh, you know, the father's watching. Y'all's watching.
Right, right.
You know, and then even if you think a certain way, you say, oh, forgive me, I shouldn't think, you know, forgive me. I'm not going to do that again, you know. Forgive me. Praying in the spirit and say, you know, asking him to guide you day by day in sincerity. A lot of people are speaking out, oh, I can say this, and they'll be good teachers and all that and follow this and follow that and do, and then, you know, their heart is not in it, and he knows it because he said he judged us according to what? Our heart. Not
our heart,
actions, but our heart.
Our heart. And you know what? I think that's why a lot of people got angry with the 2019 Day of Repentance, because it wasn't that they couldn't come. They didn't want to come. It wasn't that they used the woman thing as an excuse, but nobody wanted to apologize. You understand what I'm saying? It was just like, it was the second thought. It came and it went. Like you said, everybody's caught up in the rudimentary of this thing. It's trendy now to be an Israelite. It's trendy. But to have a heart to say, I'm sorry. You know, and I know everybody couldn't come. I'm not knocking anybody on here that couldn't come. I'm talking about the other groups that didn't come. And they could have come. They just didn't want to because it wasn't in their heart to say, I'm sorry. You know, we messed up, y'all. We sorry. Because it was more important to them who leading it. And, you know, and when we get past that point, we can really have something. But I totally agree with you. And now I understand as well as you do the importance of a relationship, because you can't love somebody that you don't know anything about, because it becomes a fantasy. Most people are living in a fantasy in their mind with life, period. But when you get to know Yah, when you read that word and you really get to know him, it's a love affair. It really is. And like you said, when things come to your mind, and it happened to me today, something happened to me today, I was expecting, and it wasn't there. And the first thing I would have did was panic and say something. And you know what I said? I said, you know what? You need to follow your own advice. Give him praise. I said, because he's doing something that you don't understand. And let him do what it is he's doing because he got your back. And I just rested in that. I said, I'm done. You know, and it was like the enemy. I just felt like he was watching me today to see, okay, how you going to react? Because you tell everybody else to trust me. How are you going to react this time? And I passed the test. I can honestly
see,
say
that
I
was
passed
a test.
The test. Yeah. It was a test, and it was like, thank you, y'all, that I'm still growing. I'm still growing in the fact that I know you're there, and I know you're going to be there for me no matter what. And that's because, you know what that came from? Getting to know him.
And, Sister Yahina, I just talked to maybe about less than 30 minutes ago. I talked to a billionaire.
Okay. Okay.
He personally called me.
Okay.
There was an incident that happened in my neighborhood. I've been living in the neighborhood for 30 years, and it has really, you know, nothing changed to me except that there's new people moving in, and, you know, it's become real, really dangerous. Okay. And I'm raising, you know, my grandsons, and an incident happened a few days ago, and the car that they were in got rattled with bullets. And
okay.
So these boys, I mean, it really startled them. The police was involved. It seemed like nothing was done. They pointed out the car, what did it. And the car's still driving around the neighborhood. And, you know, they just passed a law that you can carry without a permit.
Okay.
You know, and you can carry it in the open, you know. Now it's like, you know, it's like the Wild Wild West.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then also women can go topless now. So, you know, it's just everything is just going, and they don't even want to go outside the house or either out in the backyard because, you know, they don't know if they're being targeted or what's going on. So,
right,
you know,
right.
My young grandson, he has a mentor, and it just so happened he was at an event at school, and he went up to this man, and he said, the Most High asked me. He didn't say. He said, "Y'all asked me to, if you would sponsor me or mentor me." And the man said he was so overwhelmed. And he said he had been watching my son and how he presented himself. And he said, this is what he said. He said, "And God told me that's who I want you to mentor." And he said, "This young man came up to me and asked me."
Wow.
And he said, I was thrilled. I'm like, yes, I'll do, you know. And so he's
mm-hmm.
been, you know, on you know, because he asked on Saturdays. But my grandson said, no, that's our Sabbath day. And so
mm-hmm.
Sunday, you know, we go and have breakfast. Well,
mm-hmm.
he called me and said, I heard about what happened in your neighborhood. And I said, yeah. And I said, and he said, did the police come and take a report? I said, yes. And he said, okay. All right. He said, I knew that I was going to expect a call because my grandson had called me and said, he want to talk to you. And he's going to call you around 1:30, Grandma. And I said, okay. And he said, Grandma, I told him that I want to get out of the neighborhood. You need to, you know, you need your house paid for. He was just saying, he was like, and I said, well, and then I said, well, you know, I have been thinking about maybe if I can put my house up, but nobody will buy it, not in this neighborhood, you know. And what I want for it, I wouldn't be able to get it. And, you know, I'm making all these excuses. And then I said, you know what? And I just started saying the Most High. I said, you know, I believe that you put this together, okay?
Yep.
And I said, and my sons, I said, they are king and prince.
Yes, they are.
They're
yes,
yours.
Yes, they are.
And I said, we are yours. I said, so whatever you do, just do it for me. You know, whatever you got planned, I said, it's in your hands. Just order our steps. And then my little grandson son, I was taking him to his little job, and he says, Grandma, he says, what if he buy our house and we put us in a mansion? And I'm like, okay, kid. You know?
Right.
He said, but we can speak those things that are positive, Grandma.
That's right. Yes, you can.
And so I said, well, he's right about that. In the spiritual realm, you know, I can look up, because, you know, the Most High is spiritual, and spiritually
yes,
I can ask for that. And whatever spiritual that I ask for, it'll come down in a natural way. I believe that.
That's right.
So here it is, this man called me, and I'm, you know, I'm getting all butterflies and say, okay, what is he saying? And he said, I'm concerned about this. And he went on and went on. And then I said, well, it doesn't seem like he's going to say anything else except he was concerned and how he's going to get involved and what the police did and how. And then finally he asked me, he says, okay, now what about, Tim was telling me that you're trying to get out of that area. And he says, what about your house? What is going on with that?
Look at that.
And I kind of gave him briefly what was, you know, what I wanted to do and all that. And he says, well, I'm going to get back with you on that. But first, let's talk about with your grandson. And he said, right now, that affects him. And we're going to work on that. And I'm going to call the police. And we're going to follow up on trying to get this resolved. But I'll get back with you on that other thing. And I just said, well, I praise y'all. You know, that look forward to. But you know what? Sometimes things and I had to say, well, you know, I'm not gonna say, oh, it didn't turn out, but I don't know because it's in the making.
You don't know. That's right. Nothing happens by chance. The Most High will send those people. He said when a man's ways please him, he will make his enemies get up and help him. So look, when your ways please the Most High, you don't have to worry about that. All you gotta do is be where you're supposed to be. And do what he tells you to do, and he'll do the rest. Because I've seen him do it. I'm telling you, that's a blessing right there. Hallelujah. All praises.
Because
you send somebody by that has the ability to help.
Yes, and I didn't understand. I mean, when I talked to him, I said, I'm speaking, the Most High put me in connection. I have never, that I know of, spoke to a billionaire.
Yeah, right. Me neither.
And I believe, I mean, I know this man is in the oil business, the top oil business. You know, what's his name? T-Boone Pickens? The late T-Boone
mm-hmm.
Pickens? They're both partners.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
wow.
So I know that it's, you know, he introduced himself and he said that he says that God put him, this is the way he said, God put us together. He said, God put us together. He said, I'm going to give you my number. You got my number. He's anything you want, just take a phone call away. And he says, and I'm there.
Wow. All praises to the Most High Yah. That's how he does it. So, I mean, you know, all praises to the Most High Yah. I don't take anything for granted or anything as a coincidence. It's a puzzle. Remember, I told you it's a play that he puts together, and everybody has to play a part. And when he sends the blessing your way, you have to just move in that direction and watch y'all do it because he's going to do it. And it's usually not the way you think he's going to come, but all of the players are playing a part. They are.
They are playing a part.
Let me open up this mic. Area code 919, your mic is open. You're on the air. Don't hang up, sis. We got you still open. 919, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello? Okay.
Yes,
I just
ma'am.
Wanted to add, I think this class has been so important for me. And I think in addition to everything that the sister just said, this class is mm-hmm. the only one where I've seen where there's a focus on the story itself from beginning mm-hmm. to end.
Yes.
And I think that mm-hmm. is also important in revealing Yah's character, but also the relationship with us, because the story shows the relationship. It shows what he desires for us. It shows
mm-hmm.
what the goal is. He desires our good. He desires, you know, our us to be with him. But the story shows where, depending on how we behave, he behaves, you know. And so I think that is really important in this class. And, you know, I remember that lesson that you gave talking about the board meeting when they went up to the mountain
mm-hmm.
and he had the
mm-hmm.
book. I mean, it all starts from there and it's consistent, you know. So I think that's incredibly important. And the other thing is this class is focused on the fact that we are a nation. We are a family group. And that raises us above just individual action, and that's important because we all have to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. But the fact that we are a nation, that also raises our view, our perspective of how we treat each other. And, that, you know, that even if they're good people, Daniel was good, but there weren't enough good that kept them and didn't keep them out of captivity. And so I think those two things, that this group is operating on a different level than really any other group I'm listening to.
Yes, hallelujah.
Oh, wow, thank you so much. This is truly all praises to Yah. You know, because none of it is pre-rehearsed. You know, we just let the Spirit lead us into what direction we go in. And you know what I remember? I'm telling you, a long time ago, I was sitting at my desk in 2010. I was in my office, and I was reading, and I was understanding what we did to him. And I remember asking him, I said, please let me tell the story. I said, please let me tell the story. And you know what? He's doing that. And he's doing it. It's not me. You know, I mean, I'm the voice that he's using to tell the story. But the story is so fascinating. And you know, you see hear people say, it's the greatest story ever told. And it really is. It really is. It is. It's something supernatural. It's a sci-fi movie experience. It's all of the suspense, the thriller, everything that you would want in a story, it's all in there. Everything is there. And you know what? And it's been in those pages for years and years and years, collecting dust on top of somebody's mantelpiece, on top of somebody's nightstand. And everything you need is in there.
Yeah, and when I heard it, when I really woke up, was awakened, my words were, you know, that is the best news I've ever heard. And then I said, well, that's what the gospel is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, and for our family members who don't know yet, boy, you are in for a treat. I know you think we're crazy. I know you think we don't have any good sense. I know some of you all have accused us of being in a cult. But when the Most High opens up your eyes, you are in for a treat, because this is something that's just phenomenal. It really is. It is.
It's like having a craving all the time to know more. It's so deep until you know matter how much you know, you learn, you're still learning more and more about Him. And it's not a, it's almost like it's a craving all the time. I crave the Most High.
Me too. It's a beautiful situation. It is beautiful to be here and to be at this time awake and just trusting Yah. And, you know, like I said, it's so much more. We haven't even scratched the surface. It's so much more in there. You know, because remember, we just went into Daniel chapter 11 and was in that for the last 2 weeks. And the more we read it, the more we pull from it. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, wow. You know, so it's a miracle. It's something. It's really something. You know, and as much as everybody tried to keep it from us, the Most High is opening up our eyes and our understanding. He really is. All praises to Him. He deserves all the glory, the praise, and the honor, the blessing. It really is, truly is a blessing. Let me see if I can get Brother Donia. Your mic is open. You're on the air. Can you hear me? Can you all
Shalom,
hear me?
Shalom. This is Adonia. Y'all gonna make me start crying. So it's just a fascinating thing, you know, to hear that we are reaching out and reaching people. And people are understanding and getting the message, and like you said, the story is fascinating. You understand?
It is.
I'm talking about, you know, once you get it, once you start reading it from the beginning, you understand, and go through each and every word. See, what we do is we go through every word. You understand? You know, and words have a way of getting to your understanding, and so. You know, it just fascinates me, man. Every time I read the story, every year that we go through it from the beginning, you understand, and we go all the way through, you understand. It just gets you, you know, it make you can you glean more and more out of it. You understand? And and in these days and times, man, the latter days, the knowledge will be increased. And so this is what it's doing here. Knowledge is being put out there so that we can really get this understanding here, you know. And I want to speak to about the lady that was talking about selling a house and all of that. You know, I know she was reluctant at first, you understand, but once she started opening up and started and recognizing that the Almighty is with you, so what you have to lose, you understand? Go on and go with it because the Almighty was with you. You understand, and you got an opportunity. You understand, and you found out that the guy gonna work with you, and you know, and this come out of his mouth. You understand,
yeah.
You know, so that's fascinating thing to me, man. You understand, the Almighty, you know, and you're absolutely right. He works with your heart. You understand, if he know that you're sincere and making some changes in your life and going to do the right thing, and you know, that's you know. That's part of what's in your heart to do. You understand? So I'm fascinated, man. You know, y'all gonna make me start crying here.
Well, like you told me, go ahead and cry if you want to cry. Go ahead and cry if you want to cry.
That is correct. That is correct.
What a God! So he's amazing, God. You know, when you just sometimes I just sit on the edge of the bed and look up and be like, y'all, you just are amazing.
I know
that's
right.
I mean, really. Mm-hmm. It's something. You know, to be able to grow up over here on this side and know the God that is our God that we serve, he's amazing. You know,
yeah.
Even in his chastisement, it was still love that he brought
that
forth
was
for good. Us. You know, he's amazing.
You can see why he chastised us, because we big on stupid.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? I mean, he laid it out for you. He gave us, he said, man, if you do this, Lord, keep it, you understand, you shall live and not die. And he laid it out for us. And we decided we're going to go the other way. Worship wood and stones.
Yeah. And setting up groves and worshiping other gods and all the stuff that we have done. And now, guess what? We've come full circle. And we're at this point. And what a beautiful place
correct.
To be. It's a beautiful
absolutely.
Place to be. Even though we haven't gotten the outcome that we wanted, we still are in a beautiful position right now where we are right now. It's beautiful.
Yeah. The outcome, you understand what I'm saying, we still came out on top. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
It's not what we wanted. You understand?
Right.
You know, I told my children, I said, we managed to eat every day. You understand? No, we didn't eat every day. I said, yes, we did. We had soup and we had rice. We had all
that's
of those
right,
things. It may
that's
not have
right.
been what
yeah.
you wanted, but you ate every day.
I know that's right. I know. You know, and that's when you can sit back and you can look at your father and say thank you. You can't, because he's our father. He said, I'm saying that he honors the covenant that he made with our forefathers, that he honors that enough that he said, I'm not going to make an end of them. I'm going to love them and bring them back. Well, I told you I'm going to bring them back too. But before we get there, he's given us an opportunity to know him. I believe that's why he allowed us to be able to go and apologize, because we had the heart to want to do it. It was in
that
our
is
heart
correct.
To do it. And do you know how much that means when somebody can come to you and say, I'm sorry. I messed up. I'm sorry. Everybody don't feel that way. Everybody don't look at you like, well, you know, that's just the way it was. They got too much pride. But when you have a heart, like David did, like you said, David had a heart after the Most High. And he had no problem saying, I messed up. I'm sorry.
I know that's right. What's so amazing that the Almighty loves you till you start to love yourself.
That's the truth. That is the truth. That is the truth. You'll get there when he loves you to life. That's something. I mean, it is. But like I said, the story itself is amazing. The story itself holds its own. Even though everybody comes up, oh, they just took this out of it. They can take whatever they want out of it. But it's still enough power in it for it to hold its own and for you to get to know the God that we serve and what a God he is. I don't even. Woo!
Yeah, y'all gonna make me start crying here.
He's amazing. He is. I love him. I really do love him. You know, amazing. All out through it all, through it all.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, he's such amazing. I'm talking about, man, the story itself, man. Just if y'all can get into the story and read it from the beginning to the end, and we, you know, we go through certain things that we don't know everything. So we come back next year. We'll find it out. It'll come to you.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and that way, what fascinated me was when I realized that Moshe went up on that mountain 8 times. He climbed that mountain 8 different times. And, you know, when you watch the story of the Ten Commandments, you think it was a one-time walk. But, no, he climbed that mountain at least 8 different times to get that information.
Absolutely.
Those are the little details that I pay attention to. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, wow. You know, that there's a 7-day grace period where you got to wait when the Most High wants you, when you're getting ready to accomplish something. And it's just, it's simple stuff. And it's like, can you be obedient to the small things? Because you can be obedient, and that was Saul's problem. Saul couldn't be obedient to the small things. And I guess the most I think, I can't trust you with the little stuff, I know I'm not going to be able to trust you with the big stuff. You know? Amazing.
Absolutely.
Just amazing. The kingdom is amazing. He is amazing. You know, just the whole thing is just amazing. You know, it's just, there's no other words for it. I've tried to come up with other adjectives to describe him, but he's just amazing. In one word, he's amazing. It's like, wow, you know. And that's why in the New Testament it says, and I think it's in the book of Hebrews, it says, what is man that thou art mindful of him? The angels is asking that you take the time to visit with him. In other words, what is this creature that you have created that you care so much about? What is it?
I know that's right.
He takes the time. He takes time out from running the universe to make sure that he sent somebody by your way to help you with your situation. You. He knows your address. And he tells them, go down to her house because I need you to help her with something because she needs some help. The Elohim of the universe know your address.
Absolutely.
They speak to me. You know that he know your address, brother, don't he? He know what address you live at. And he can put it in somebody's mind to go over there and take him some food because he needs something.
Hallelujah.
That's the small stuff right there. You just be like, wow. Well, I've never experienced anything like it. Because me being human, I don't even try to put my mind in a place where I can understand a being that is that intelligent. You know what I'm saying? I don't even try to figure out what his mind is like. You know, that he's everywhere. He knows the thoughts. He got to be incredible. He's incredible.
You're absolutely correct. Incredible.
Woo! Incredible. You just know stuff. It's like, how did you even know that? It's amazing.
Well, he knows it because this is his orchestration now. Remember
yes,
now, this
is
his
yes,
baby. You understand what I'm saying? He made a promise to the Creator, to Abraham, that he would never make an end to us. He told Abraham that he was going to bring us into the land that belongs to our forefathers. You understand?
Yeah.
And guess what? He do everything that what's unexpected, he does it.
Yes, he does. Amazing. You know, it's just amazing. You know, and you look back and you look at all of the things that you've done and all of the things that you should have done and all the things you haven't done yet, you know, but you just ask him, I hope that the things that I have accomplished that is pleasing in your sight. You know, and that you feel like that I've been a good servant, because that's what it's all about. That's who we are. That's what we're supposed to do, is to serve him. You know, and serving him, it's amazing. It's just, it's amazing. I think he's incredible. It's phenomenal. He's amazing. He's wonderful. He deserves all the honor and all the praise. He does, you know. And you just don't know what your grandson did for that man when he said, no, I can't do that on Saturday because that's our Sabbath day.
You know, those are small things like that that they pay attention to. Well, you know, and they know what days they are. You know, they know how it goes. They know the way it's supposed to be. You know, they may not do it, but they know the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Because I've had them come back to me and say, well, what do you do on the Sabbath? I said, rest. I said, rest, and I teach the Bible class.
Mm.
But for the most part, I rest because it's a day of rest. And they'll go away and scratching on their head, and they'll come back to ask another question. You know, I just answered, but you know what? It makes them think about. And I remember I was at a job, and I told one of the young girls, I said, you know, Sunday is the first day of the week. She said, no, it's not. Monday is. I said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. She said, no, it isn't. I said, okay, so here come my boss. His name is Nick. I said, Nick. He said, yes. I said, when is the first day of the week? He said, Sunday. She said, how come I didn't know that? I said, I can answer that part for you, but Sunday is the first day of the week. So they know.
Okay.
And for your grandson to let him know, I serve as Elohim. And I'm not going to mess up because this is the day he's required for us to shut it down. That did something, I'm telling you.
Okay.
They pay attention. They pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the girls said, she says, well, Sunday is my Sabbath. I said, oh, okay. I didn't say nothing else. I left the door open. And I'm not going to shoot you down. Hey, I said, okay. I mean, you know, if you say so, I'll do all that. You know, because they're watching you and they're watching him. And what a boy, I'm telling you. It's a beautiful way to be. It's a beautiful way to live. It's a lifestyle now that I wouldn't trade for anything in the world. And that's the dangerous part about where we are right now. And I tell everybody on this call and everybody who's listening, don't let anybody hold you down with isms and schisms, because it's a beautiful lifestyle when you learn how to live it.
Absolutely.
It is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know? It's a freedom that we've had. We shook off all that stuff that Christianity put on us, we shook it off. You know what I'm saying? And now we know what pleases him and what doesn't. You know, and when we get ready to eat, we eat different. And when we get ready to do things, we do things different. You know, and some people are angry about the fact that we don't do it the way we used to do it. But oh well.
Mm-hmm.
No. I enjoy going to the grocery store and finding out what I can and can't put in my boxes and what I can and can't eat. And I like to eat, but that's what I make sure it's clean.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I do. You know, and healthy for the most part. I'm a healthy girl for the most part. You know, but
yes.
Guess what he said? If you do them, you shall live in them. That's what he said.
Absolutely.
I know some people that's on this line right now that I met, and they were given a death sentence, and they still here.
Hallelujah.
They're still here, keeping his law, statutes, and his commandments.
Absolutely.
Well, it's amazing. It's just amazing. I mean, you know, he does what he wants. He allows those to leave that leave and those that stay to stay. But for the most part, you know, he just wants obedience. And that's all he's ever wanted from us, was to be obedient.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct.
You know, like you said, it don't matter how many times the moon swirls around the sun or whichever way it goes on. Planets is out. All that's good to know, and it's a good thing to know all that. It is. It's a good thing to know all that, but at the end of the day, the Most High wants you to be obedient to his word.
Absolutely.
No? And the only way you can love him is to understand him and know who he is as the Elohim. That he cries, that he gets angry, that he gets jealous. He said, you have provoked me to jealousy. How do you do that? How can we do that? How do you provoke the God of the universe to jealousy?
By worshiping other gods?
Oh my gosh, he said you have provoked me to jealousy.
I said, Lord, have mercy. You know, amazing. Harry Cole 478, your mic is open. You're on there.
Shalom, shalom, everybody. And I just want to say that I feel like Brother Adonia, you about to make me cry. Blessing. This is just beautiful, and I just want to say that I give thanks to y'all first, and I want to thank you guys for what you guys have done. Cause you know, I tell you what's a blessing. This is my testimony. When I got 19-year-old son. When I can walk back to see my 19-year-old child studying the law on his own. And won't waver from it. That's what gives me joy and satisfaction. When I can see that child studying the law on his own.
Yeah.
Saying, we ain't supposed to do this. We ain't supposed to do that. Don't do this. Don't do that. And take it upon himself to do that stuff. That's, and he listens to these classes every week. He don't say nothing, but every week he's right there listening to those classes. That's what gives me the most joy, And like you said about us as a nation, the nation of Yehuda, we all family. I can still see everybody's faces and everything. I wish it was some way. I wish we was in the wilderness right now around each other. We'd be all right.
Hallelujah.
It was just that spirit of family and stuff. I don't think none of us knew what to expect. But we got there. It was all about love and all about family. It's just a beautiful thing. And most organizations don't have that. They don't have that part. That's the missing part. It's a lot of egos. Like you said, isms and schisms running around. But we accept each other for who we are. And, you're the judge, not us.
That's right. Absolutely. All praises to the Most High Yah. Like I said, it's a beautiful life to live when you begin to live it. When you really begin to live it and you don't let nobody put no isms and schisms on you, it's a beautiful. Why I say that is because of Christianity. I was in it. They told you can't do this, you can't wear this, you can't walk like this, you can't talk like this, you can't do this, you can't do that. And then you do all those can'ts, then you sanctified. And when you went to looking around, you was like, well, Dad, well, what can we do? Can we live every day? Because the lifestyle that you have us living now, it's like we're in jail. And then guess what? When I met the Most High on the Israelite side, he stripped me of all of that. And just take that off and take that off. And you don't need to wear that and put them off and shake yourself from all that. Now, let me show you how I want you to live.
Mm.
And it's a beautiful lifestyle. It is a beautiful lifestyle.
Hallelujah.
It is. It really is. It is. We couldn't do nothing but put grease on our face. Women couldn't wear no makeup. They couldn't wear no lipstick, which I don't wear all that stuff anyway, but I'm just saying it was so many isms and schisms. And you can't wear your hair like this, and you can't wear this, and you got to walk like this, and you got to talk like this, and you got it just was too much. And it's like, well, this is something nobody can really live because we're not even able to be ourselves. We got to be free agents to do what we want to do. And y'all just never designed us to be in a legalistic system. His system isn't legalistic. You just do what you're told.
Christianity called that being a peculiar people.
Right. Yeah, I heard. I know. I lived it for a long time. And you were just in prison. You were in prison. You couldn't do nothing. You didn't have any excitement or anything. And you know what people start doing? They start sneaking and doing stuff.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's not the lifestyle that he wants us to live. That's not how he wants us to live. We're a nation. And when you live this lifestyle the way he wants us to live, it's a beautiful thing. It really is.
Hallelujah. Yeah, do you know that we wore jewelry and nose jewels and ankle bracelets and all of that, even in the wilderness? Do you know that?
Yeah. Yes, sir, I do know that. Yes, sir, I sure do know that.
when we had our community, you understand, we stretched it out a little bit further. I imagine that women wear makeup and stuff like that in our own community. I don't think that I can't see why that's forbidden.
Well, they did. I'm just going to tell you, it was a lifestyle. It was hard to live. It was really hard to live. It really was. You know, especially as a young person, you know, it was hard to live because you were trying to please the legalistic systems of the church and not understanding the Elohim that we serve. And once you understand him as a people, as a Hebrew Israelite people, you don't let nobody tell you that that's not the way it's supposed to be. You just, I'm free. I'm free to live my life the way I know what not to do, but I'm free to live my life and enjoy the life that I live. And you can still separate yourself from the world and still enjoy life.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct. Hallelujah.
They had us sitting in the corner. You couldn't do nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, you couldn't. But, you know, like I said, when you learn better, you do better. When you learn better, you do better, and you enjoy your life. You live. That's why I tell everybody, young people, go to school. Get your, as long as we're here, make your life as comfortable as possible and do what you're supposed to do and enjoy your life. But you make sure you don't break no laws of Yah.
That is correct. Absolutely.
You know, you live life. You know, enjoy your life. Enjoy having children. Enjoy all of that, those experiences, because those are the experiences. We're going to do the same thing when he set up his kingdom. We're going to enjoy life. It's going to be a life to live. Ain't nobody going to be sitting around like no monk walking through the street humming with their hands and saddles and cross and stuff. No. You know, so I just think that, you know, understanding him and understanding what he wants us to be has just been amazing. It's been amazing. And I know we got all kind of people on here on this phone call. I know we do, all walks of life, from all professions. They're saying, hey, I love the word. Let's get in this word and see who he is. No?
Hallelujah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. It is beautiful. Anybody else want to add to this? I don't want us to be the only ones talking. Anybody else? Well, we got a lot of people on here today. Anybody want to add to, you know, the whole experience, the, you know, from the classes to, because, you know, the classes, I enjoyed the class. You know, it's something
okay.
The teacher enjoyed. I'm like, wow. You know, I'm like, whoa. Just like yesterday, he was talking about Remus and Romulus. Romulus, I didn't even put that together.
Mm.
You know, and it's like, wow, amazing. And it, those are the players that are on the scene today, still today. That's why when they were talking about they was going to get rid of Persia, America now, talking about they was going to get rid of and destroy Persia, I just chuckled at myself. I said, you know how long Persia's been around. The Most High ain't going to let you do that. And Assyria been around. And Damascus been around. Two places been around for forever. For thousands of years.
That is correct.
No. And guess what, you guys? It's in our history book. Amazing. We haven't even touched the surface. When I tell you we haven't even scratched the surface in that Bible, we haven't even began to scratch the surface in that Bible. That Bible is so rich and full of so much. You know, it's just, you have scared to touch it because you don't know what you're going to find when you open it up. And the more you think you know, the less you know nothing. You know nothing.
And the more you know, the more you want to know.
The more you want to know. You better say that again. You know?
You shocked me one time. You said, well, we ain't going to have the classes on. So I said, well, what the hell am I going to do?
Yeah, you know, I understand that it's terrible.
I look forward to those classes and et cetera.
I know that's right. I know that's right, Brother Donia. You know, we got an angel up there that's got four faces. Four. And the body of a man with the feet of a donkey. Calf feet. Got four faces. I said, wow, I wonder why you made something like that. You know? Powerful stuff, royalty stuff, crucial. Four faces and what, six wings?
Okay.
You see something like that, you liable to pass out. Wow. You just don't even know where to begin. You just do one of them, wow. You know? Real stuff. Oh, goodness gracious and mercy. Lord have mercy. And you know what? No matter how much you think you understand, you really don't, you know, because he can just turn around and blow your mind with the smallest of things. I mean, what fascinates me is I look at the different flowers and the different scent that each flower has and how they bud different and how they're distinct in their petals and the colors. And then you got the bugs on the ground, and each one of them have their own reproductive systems. And, I mean, it's like, where did you think all this stuff up? You know, but everything plays into everything because everything has a part so that everything else exists.
That is correct. Absolutely correct.
Unbelievable.
And guess what? The Almighty created the heavens and the earth and everything in it.
Everything in it. Amazing.
And you made a valid point because each of it feeds off the other thing. It makes the other thing live. You understand? You know, it's just amazing. You understand?
It's amazing.
How he got everything working off of the other thing. The leaves collect the water. The water drips down onto the earth. It feeds the grass and everything that grows. Oh, man. Come on, man. Who could have done something like that? Who thought about that?
Amazing.
And the creation is out of that which wasn't existent. I mean, he created it.
Yes, he did.
It didn't exist. He created it out of nothing.
You sure did. Out of nothing. I was sitting here eating an avocado the other day, and I just peeled the skin back, and I was just eating it like this rose out of the ground. I think this is just amazing.
Okay.
I mean, it comes from the dirt. I mean, for real, when it finally sinks in, it's like this stuff grows out of the ground. He made these fixes for this to grow out of the ground so it would be nourishment for us. It's amazing. Guess what? With all of that, Brother Donia, you know your address.
Okay.
You know where you live at, where you can tell somebody where your address is and what apartment number you live in.
Okay.
He is amazing.
No doubt.
Woo! Amazing.
I have no doubt in my mind. You understand? I've been telling you all that for a long time, man. He is amazing. The creator of all things, he made everything. Come on.
Everything.
Feeds off, everything lives off the other thing.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It certainly does. Amazing. It is something to see. I, you know, who would trade a God like this? Who wouldn't want to apologize to a God like this? Who, you know, who are we that we can apologize and say we're sorry to an Elohim like this? That he took the time to make sure says, that he hooked your grandson up with somebody that was going to be able to help, not only him, but you. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And that, you know, he just does what he wants to do when he wants to for those that he loves and those that are obedient to him.
That is correct. Those that are obedient, those hearts that are in place. That is correct.
You know, amazing. It's just amazing. You'll never be able to fully understand or comprehend the power that this Elohim has, that this being has. You'll never be able to understand. I remember one time I was sitting in church, and I was high. I'm telling you the truth. I went to church high one Sunday, worst thing I could have ever did. And I sat there like, where did you come from? How did you exist? don't understand how you just existed. You just out of nowhere because everybody else is born. So how did you just exist? You know?
Okay.
I would never, ever, ever do that again. I mean, I was managed back then. I'm young, but Lord have mercy. I mean, you know, it just, he's all, even in my worst state, I've always found him to be fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Even in my worst state, I've always found him to be fascinating. Amazing. I mean, I got some stories to tell. Believe me, one day when we see each other in person, I will feel the beings, but Lord have mercy. Ooh, I know you like, Lord have mercy. This girl, I don't know, I'm a jewel with her. You know how I look. I still love you, though. I mess up sometimes. I mess up a lot of times, but I still love you. I'm like David. I felt myself on the mercy of the court. Please don't, please forgive me. I'm sorry, please. I'm only human. You know? I play that card all the time. I'm just human. Please forgive me. You know? But
yeah.
It's the love of y'all that draws men unto repentance. It is. You know? It's just amazing. It's amazing. You know, I just, you know, you could say that all day and all night. And, you know, you look at your life and just, you know, you just wonder what's next. You know, what's going to happen next? Where are you going to send me next? How are we going to be effective next? You know, I look at the nation of Yehuda and I remember he said, I need you to build my nation. And I said, what? I said, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to do none of that. I don't know. But guess what we're doing? He brought the people together so we can do it together. And look at what's happening.
Okay.
Amazing. Amazing. I said, I don't
when
know how to do that. Go ahead,
when the time, Maria. When the time comes, Sister Yaina, everything will be in its place. When the Almighty calls for the nation to be built, you be in place.
Mm-hmm.
That's what. You just got to be in place. If he calls you,
right.
You understand, then he's going to give you charge to do whatever he wants you to do. You understand? You got to be willing to do that. You understand? That's the amazing part of it. You understand? Is that you've learned enough to be able to make some adjustments in your life to take on the ways of the Almighty. I always say that I'm a Hebrew Israelite. I'm a Hebrew Israelite on call. I'm waiting for him to give me charge to do something.
That's right. That's the truth. I mean, we always serving. And you know what? I had to tell somebody the other day, I said, I will not let anything or anybody stand in the way of what I'm supposed to do for y'all. I'm not going to do anything to tarnish my reputation. I'm not going to do anything to tarnish his name. I'm not going to bring no embarrassment to him. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. To make sure that I'm where I'm supposed to be when he needs me.
Absolutely.
Now, if you can't understand that, I'm really so sorry. I'm not. Yeah. Because we too close to this thing right now to mess up. We done come too far to mess up. You know what I'm saying? It's like, no, I ain't gonna be enough. Nope. And where you might think it's managed, and you might think it's nothing, it's sin as it relates to his word.
Absolutely. Here we are. We got to a point that we reached the 400-year day of repentance. You understand? Do you think for 1 second that I'm going to take and do something other than what I've been doing? that's all the tea in China. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to tighten up my game. I ain't lightening up my game.
Now, that's what I said, Brother Donnie. Nope, I ain't going to be able to do that. I'm so sorry. And nope, I won't be participating in that. I'm so sorry. And nope, I don't want to know nothing about that either. I'm so sorry. Because I'm going to see what the end of this thing is going to be. And I'm not going to let nothing and nobody stand in the way of me. Yeah, nope.
Look here, we got a testimony on this line right here where that lady said that she was reluctant to ask, you know, to do something about her situation. But as soon as she opened her mouth, the guy gave it all to her. Hallelujah.
The
show that's a testimony.
Show did. Yes, y'all. That's how he do. He sent him back. He sent him back.
When it's your time, you send them back.
Okay.
No. I'm not messing up nothing. It ain't nobody.
Okay. Your salvation is right around the corner, but you ain't going to get to the corner if you don't go the other way.
That's true.
You just said, well, yeah. I've been waiting. I ain't going to do it. I'm going to go over here. And your salvation was right around the corner.
Yeah, hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God.
We got a whole tight, man. Yeah. We got to hold down. Hold it down anyway. Don't go to the left or the right. Stay in the road. Keep doing what you're doing, man. I know it looks bleak for us, man, you know. You understand? But if you notice, you understand, all of this stuff that's going on around us, you understand?
Yes,
it ain't touching none of no Hebrew Israelite.
Nope.
You know, nope. Even those groups that are not doing too well in the eyes of the people, because we don't know how it's looking in the Almighty's eyes, but we're looking at them and they going doing this and that and other, but they ain't being touched by none of this. This stuff is happening
that's
around
right.
us.
That sure is. You better believe it. Yeah, you're right about that. You're absolutely right about that. Correct. You are absolutely correct. So he got it.
So imagine me deciding to do something else.
I ain't going to be able to do it. I'll guess what you guys. I'll walk this by myself. I ain't messing up, man. We too close. Good. Yo.
I was telling the brother just yesterday that I don't need no $1 million, man. You understand? Because $1 million probably be destroying me, man. You understand? You know, you can get money, you understand? You think you the one. You understand? I'd rather stay in the spot that I am. I'm not trying to move down. And now, of course, I would like to move up a little bit, you understand? But if I don't, I'm all right.
I know that's right. I know that's right. So, you know, that is a testimony by itself. You got to be I am fully persuaded that nothing shall separate me from the love of God. Nothing and nobody. And that's kids, mamas, sisters, brothers, husbands, wives, nothing. I'm not going to be able to do none of that. I'm moving forward. So, you know, and sometimes, you know, when you have, because some of you out there have spouses that are not completely 100% woke. And we understand that and we get that, you know, but don't ever compromise God's law for that at all whatsoever. But some things you got to be able to say, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to be able to do that.
I'm not going to be able to do that.
Now, you know, I'm just not going to be able to love on them and be sweet to them and do what you need to do for them. But some things you're going to have to be able to say, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to do that.
No.
You just can't. You can't do it because we're too close. You know, it ain't that we don't love you and we wish you the best. But when you make up your mind to do this, guess what? You are under the microscope because they're watching you with the magnifying glass. They make it sure. They ready to pound down on you and say, aha, I thought you said.
Okay.
I ain't going to be able to do that one. You know, all praises to Yah. It's a beautiful thing. You know, and it's not that you're being difficult or you're being different. You're just being obedient. And that's all he asks. This is not a plaything. This is serious. You know, and there's no bearing on it as it relates to Christianity. They wouldn't even be able to understand what this involves because it's something so different, but it's so simple. It's simple.
Absolutely.
You know. We don't do Hail Mary and do all that. We don't do all that stuff. I ain't going to be able to do that. I was like, Brother, you rock, rock. I was like your son was. I was thinking about that the other day. I was sitting in my car and I was tickled because I was thinking about when I had my few years in the Catholic Church getting my Catholic education. And I wouldn't bow down to the statues. And they didn't say anything to me. But they brought it up after, you know, we noticed that you don't bow down because, you know, we had to go to Mass every day.
Right.
And I, you know, they called my mom and said, you know, we need you to come to the office because we're having some problems. And the lady, and she was like, well, what's the problem? He said, well, she, you know, one of the stipulations to the education is that you have to do math. and she's not bowing. And I said, we're not supposed to bow down to no seventh. Now, I'm in the seventh grade. Okay. I said, we're not supposed to bow down to no statue. That is, the Bible says we ain't, I'm in office with the headmaster, the nun, and my mother. I said, the Bible said we're not supposed to bow down to no statue. She told me, just do it now so we can just get you to. I'm like, man, even then I felt like I was betraying God. I felt like I was betraying God. And I was like, okay. Each time I did, I was like, I'm so sorry. I just you know? But when you learn better, you do better.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's always, it's a beautiful life to live. It's a simple life to live. And what makes us peculiar is that we live it above everybody else. You do. Live it above everybody else. You know?
Okay.
Live it above everybody else. You know, so it's just amazing. So I just wanted to, I think that, you know, like I said, I think you guys are an amazing bunch of people. You know, it's been a pleasure meeting you all. The ones that I did get a chance to meet, the others I know we will eventually meet, you know, and we're going to try to come as close to everybody's city as we can so that we can get a chance to meet everybody, you know. And I have a lot of ideas for us, and I hope that you guys are willing to do these things because everybody has a city and they live in a state, and we have to introduce ourselves to our city. And you can't be afraid to go up into some of these political offices and some of these events and say, you know, I'm an Israelite. My name is Uriah Yisrael, and I'm an Israelite, and I live in the community, and I just wanted to say shalom, you know, and then I'm praying for you. We got to start doing those kind of things to let the people know that we're out here. You know what I'm saying? Because there's nothing wrong with doing that. Because that's how you get rid of the negativity that comes with what they see on YouTube. You got to be able to go do that. We got to, because a lot of people don't even profess to say Israel. You know, and it's like, wow, and the census is coming up. I wonder what you guys going to put on the census when it comes up. You going to put African American? Uh-oh. Dun, 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 dun. Are you going to write down African American, or you going to put Hebrew Israelite?
Well, I'm putting Hebrew Israelite, you understand, like I did the last census. So, I ain't got to worry about it.
2020? 2020 is the next census that's coming up. What you going to put on it?
I know what I'm putting on it.
What you going to put on it? You going to put that you're African-American, or you going to put that you're a Hebrew Israelite? Because a lot of people, they can't tell us who we are. We have to tell them who we are.
Absolutely.
Yeah, when my husband was, they were writing down on his death certificate, they were saying, you know, African-American. And I told him, no. And they said, what? What is it then? And I said, Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
I know, that's what I said.
And they said, well, we don't have, and I said, put it on the other. Mark it the other,
right
in the blank, Hebrew.
That's correct.
And they said, oh, that's unusual. We don't have, you know, because, you know, you know how they have everything like Caucasian, African American, Native American, and all that other stuff. Then they say other. And I said, other, you know. And they said, oh, I thought he was African. I said, no, erase that.
That's right.
See, the problem is, you know, the problem is that they have, you know, see, when they want to call everybody that they brought here for as captive as African American.
Yes.
You understand? You know, because they never wanted us to realize or to find out that we were Hebrew Israelites. So they called everybody African.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But they got a census. What they call, not a census, a ledger. of all the people that they had on those ships, and they have the names of all those folks. Most of them names that I don't know. It's about 19 pages or many more pages. I don't know how many pages, but it says on ship such and such there was a Hebrew name. There was Hebrew names. All of those names were Hebrew, but they called us Africans. We got us from this continent, from African continent.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what is that? Where they bury at? What's his name? They call the Undertaker or whatever that was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He told me that was no such nationality.
Well, they don't know nothing. That's how dumb they are.
Why? Yeah, no.
He said that there's no such. I said yes, it is, and I had him to write it down.
That's right. That's right. Saying who?
Absolutely.
So
write it down
me,
anyway, man. Let them figure it out.
The Bible say we are Hebrew Israelites, and we are Israelites. I told you, put it down, and the IRS called me. She said you can't do this. I said yes, I can tell you who I am too. Yes, I can.
Yeah.
Well, it stands like it is.
Undertaker told me that was no such nationality. He said not that he doesn't say it was. He said, but according to the census here in America, there's no such thing as Hebrew.
Well, guess what? We're about to change that name.
Yeah. I put it down anyway in the last sentence. Census. I put down Hebrew. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't put Israel. I put Hebrew. You understand? I never got no calls back. They never called me or anything. You understand? Let them figure it out. I'm telling you, this is who we are.
I put Hebrew Israelite. I put Hebrew Israelite. Because I'm from Jacob, and I'm putting Hebrew Israelite.
Yeah. Well, the reason why I didn't put Israelite is because I didn't want them to make the mistake and call me a Jew. I didn't want to be a part of that at all.
Right. Well, I'm an Israelite. They call themselves Israeli. I'm an Israelite from the tribe
of Jacob. Yeah, but I tell some people around here, I said, I'm a Hebrew Israelite. Then, you know what they say? Oh, you Jewish.
Hmm.
Then I got to go to explaining.
Right, I understand. I understand. I do. So it's coming up in 2020, everybody. So we're going to see, you know, this is the time for us to make our mark. This is the time for us to take a stand and make our mark. And we're going to see. Like I said, all these groups is doing and they're having a party. And we're going to see what everybody put down when they come to their house. We are Hebrew Israelites. And they, guess what? It ought to make them stand up and do something. We got to be counted.
Hallelujah.
That is
correct. If we got to stand in the name of the Almighty Yah. If we don't stand in the name of the Almighty Yah, what's the purpose?
And I they're going to categorize all the African Americans, mm-hmm. and then they're going to go mm-hmm. in there to see who is the conscious group, the conscious.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
They already know who you are. They know who you are already. They know who you are. They know your name. They know where you live. They know who you are already. One of the sisters on our class said she went down to get some tax information for her house, and they had her name, her Hebrew name down there with her regular name. So they know who you are.
Well, I don't use my Hebrew name for anything in these government papers. I use my American shim, my American name. You understand? But when it came to the census, I put down Hebrew. You understand? Now, they never contacted me. You understand? But they can't make a distinction on who I am. We got to stand up for who we are. You understand what I'm saying? They want to tell our story. Let me tell my own story.
Yeah,
I don't appreciate it. You understand? understand what I'm saying. And I understand, you know, they want to, you become a radical group. You understand? When you start going outside the norm. You understand what I'm saying? But we got our God that's going to stand up for us. We gotta understand that our God is going to look out for us. You understand? And trust the, and be the shield. You understand? Nothing that they derive against us will prevail. I live by that.
Oh. You know what? I'm gonna find. There's a young lady that does legal. She does. She's not an attorney, but she's in legal law school right now. And she was giving me information on that identity thing, that whole identity law where, you know, they gave us a name. They told us who we were. They don't have a right to tell you who you are. You have to admit who you are as far as bloodline is concerned. And there's too many of us all over YouTube hollering with Hebrew Israelites. Now it's going to come to test to see what they do.
Okay.
Now it's going to test to see what everybody do. Oh, but guess what? It's time to go. It's 5 o'clock. You know where your children are on this season. I have enjoyed this today. This has been a blessing today, as it always is. I thank you all for all of your encouraging words and being Israel and enjoying the Bible class and enjoying each other and enjoying God. And I just pray that we continue to do that. And we will see you guys on Thursday night at 7:00 p.m. Now, I want to say this. I have a meeting with Sister Leona tonight at 6, and I think I'm meeting with Brother Jeremiah Monday or Tuesday at 6. If there's anyone else that would like to help us in growing this thing, Tuesday night we'll be there. I'll be there until 7. I'll stay online until at 7 o'clock. If you're interested in helping us in any way, please come online at 7. And then we're going to start building this thing and growing this thing. And you know, as y'all put it on your heart and you feel like you're ready to commit to a volunteer position, we need all the help we can get. And we thank you all for just being here and continually supporting the Nation of Yehuda, the Yehuda Project, and all the things that we have. And on that note, I say shalom, shalom to you all. You guys have a wonderful rest of your first day of the week, and you have a great week. And we'll see you back here again on Thursday at 7:00 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be on the conference call on Thursday, and the number is 319-527-9197, and the access code is 256-039 pound. Again, Thursday night at 7:00 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is 319-527-9197, and the access code is 256-039 pound. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.